Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, Chof Aleph Shvat. Okay. Meshabbos V'yom Tov Siftes Nun Aleph. We're talking about Al HaMichya and Al HaGefen and the Me'ein Shalosh. Meshabbos V'yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Mazkirin Bom in Yonah Diyoma. There's a question, there's a basic question. Is there a Siddur here? There's a basic question. I forgot the answer though. In benching, let's say we say Yalav Yovo and Ritzay in the middle of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, right? In the middle of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. In the third bracha, in other words. But in Al HaMichya, we say it like afterwards. Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu, v'nei Yerushalayim Rakodesh Meinu v'yomeinu. Yeah, and then we finish. Then we say, "Roseh Chazim v'yom Hashabbos Hazeh, Ki Yato Hashem Tov Meidu L'Kol." So it's sort of like after, not in the middle of the third bracha. Okay, not so schwer, maybe. Anyway, we mentioned in Yom Yomav V'mshokach V'lo Hizkei Machzirin. Also, you never go back if you forgot Roseh Chazim v'yom Hashabbos Hazeh, or the Samchena v'yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, or whatever, if you forgot. So even if in benching you go back, let's say Ritzay, you go back and you bench over because you're mechuyev to eat bread on Shabbos. So it's as if the benching is obligatory. But for HaMichya, you never go back. I think you can go back until you say Hashem's name, though. You know, even if you said Ki Ato Hashem Tov Meitav Lakol V'noidu L'chol Aretz HaMichya, but you didn't yet say Baruch Ato Hashem, even if you said Baruch Ato, not Hashem, you go back and you continue and you say it again.
Why does it say in machzirin also? In a chozer. It's just like that.
That's the loss. We don't make him go back. Yesh lachmir bebrachas zukam or bebichas sif yud. You should be machmir in this bracha like bebichas amozo and the things that are mentioned in siman mem dalet, like sitting down, not walking around, wearing a hat. Okay. Mishnah Berurah mentions just sitting down, not walking around. Sif Yud Aleph, Borei Nefashos. Yesh Omrim, where do we say? Borei Nefashos, both Bechesanoma Kol Ma Shebara or Shebarosa. Yesh Omrim Shebarosa, Yesh Omrim Shebara, Kol Ma Shebara, Vechein Ikar, that's what he says. Mishnah Berurah writes, everybody should follow the Minig. Their minug, he writes the Iker is Bara. Meaning you're talking about Hashem in the third person at this point in the bracha, not in the second person. Right? You're talking about Hashem in the third person, not in the second person. Uperish ala bracha hi. It's good to learn the meaning of the bracha. Where to put the commas. Some of the words, the phrases are very unusual. Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronom. That's the first phrase. Either v'chesronom or v'chesronon. Mr. Bura says v'chesronom. Bora nefashos, Hashem created people, souls, living things. V'gam machzorim, and what they need to exist, the essentials. D'haynu kol tzorchei sipukan, things that they need, shem dvorim hechrechiyim, essentials, things they need to live. Whether it's oxygen, or we're talking about food, I guess, so we're not talking about oxygen, we're talking about water, whatever it is. So that's Borei Nefashos V'Bechot Hizchonon, come on. Then you say, Al Kol Ma Shebara, L'Chiyos Web Nefesh Kol Choy, V'Gam Hashem also created, that's like the missing words, the bridge words, the art scroll fill-in words, and also Hashem created, or we're also thanking you. We're also thanking you. Al kol ma shebara, al kol shara dvarim, everything else that Hashem created that are not essentials. Fruit is not an essential. Shebara she'enu hech, and you're talking about Hashem in the third person. She'enu mechrechim kol kach, they're not so essential. El sanik b'hem, it's to enjoy life. Things that you enjoy. Going peros. Onum uvarchem also. So that's two things. So you're thanking Hashem for the essentials of life and for luxuries, things that you enjoy, things that taste good that are not necessarily essential. Chei olamim, then you say baruch chei olamim. Tzrichim lomor aches bepatach. He says chei olamim. Shemuel says chei. Yeah. Chei olamim means the life of the world. You are the chiyus of the world. Chei olamim is you are the living force. Hashem is the life force of the world. Chei olamim means, I guess, you live in all worlds. Agon mivilna hiskim and aposkim, that you should end up with a bruch with a shem Hashem. Baruch ato Hashem, chei olamim. Or he would say chei olamim. Oh, no, no.
Gross is
chay. Oh, yeah,
according to this.
Gross, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, he says on the bottom, the gross taka says chay. But the point of the gross here is that you say Baruch to Hashem, chay ho'olamim, and we don't. Common custom is Baruch chay ho'olamim. You're not chosim with Hashem.
Why? Because it's so small? It's a short bracha?
I guess that's what it's telling him, right? It's telling him if it's a bracha. I call Arucha. Arucha it's called, right? If it has a lot of minyanim in it, so you end up with a bracha. Like Shabbos, with Kiddush, you say, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So at the end, you say again, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. When you have a long bracha, it starts with Baruch and it ends with Baruch. When you have a short bracha, it only starts with Baruch, like Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, or a Pri Ha'etz. So you just say once. So I guess that's the Shaila here with Baruch Nefashos, is it considered short or long? Yud Beis says, I never heard anyone, I guess by the Zilbermans they say Baruch Hashem Chei Olamim, I guess. Ochal Perush Yabrach Achreinu Shalem Brein Sholosh, you ate fruit, and some of them are figs, or dates, or pomegranates, or grapes, or olives. So it requires the Baruch Hamein Sholosh, Al Ha'etz Val Pri Ha'etz, and Al Ha'oretz Val Ha'peros at the end. Began peiros ha'ed shabrocha chreni shalem uborin ufashos, apples, oranges, pears. Mavarek brocha me'en sholosh. Only. B'chivin shumaskim em priates, you mention aleid val priates, so you don't have to make a brocha on the apple, uborin ufashos. Because you're already yotzei with aleid val priates. Of course, if you drank soda, or you ate a piece of fish or meat, then or an egg, then of course you have to make the uborin ufashos anyway. We're only talking about the Baruch Nefashos on a fruit, so if you made already the major fruit bracha, which is on the Shivas Haminim, you don't have to make any, it's automatically, it will cover the apple. Aval Nischayev Baruch Nefashos al Minacher, L'mashal Yeid Eggs, and Anitha Baruch Mein Sholosh, Vivarach Tchila Bichos Mein Sholosh, Achach Baruch Nefashos, that's the hierarchy, that's the order. L'chatchila Asal Adam Lotzis Mimakomo, the chatchila, you're never allowed to leave your place till you make a bracha chrona. So the sharatziyun, they speak out here on the bottom. You know, not if you're coming right back. If you go to get something and you're coming right back, then you're allowed to, even the chatchila. You know, it's talking about, like, you might not come back. But if you just step outside to get something, or lasuk beizadover, or to busy yourself with something, don't start doing something, don't start studying for a test, or doing your term paper, or doing your art school work, or whatever else you're doing. Don't start doing it until you make a bracha chrona, because, you know, people in general are, my observation is people are very not careful about bracha chronos. They just don't say them.
What? So
you should... And you're in the middle of the Suda, yes. And you're washed.
You wash and you come
down. No, but there the Shavuot is if you have to wash again. You probably wash again without a bracha if you didn't continue to eat bread. If you made such a big hefzer. And even the without a bracha is...
You wash again, but you can't.
I mean, if you were not Mesiach Das and all you did was Davin, then probably you should not make a bracha.
Sarcastic. How can you not
be Mesiach Das? You have Kavanah. No, Mesiach Das from your hands. You're davening, so you're not touching parts of your body.
Oh.
I meant Mesiach Das from your hands touching somewhere they wouldn't touch.
Hopefully you have Kavanah.
Mesiach Das. Messiah Dallas from the Tyre of the Hands. Achivar Borchachreino, Shamishkach Melvorek, but the Ebed, Shiyotsum and Makomo, Mutsorik, Lavorek, Burn of Fossil Shabbos. Burn of Fossils, you can stay anywhere. Hello? No. In 15 minutes. And Mutzorich, yeah. So Borin of Foshos, you can make the Bracha Achreina wherever you are. B'dievet. You don't have to come back to where you are. You drank soda, you walked outside, and you know, I didn't make a Bracha Achreina, which very few people do. You can make it outside, you don't have to come back. Avon Torch Lebarach Bracha Bein Shalosh, like Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen, Al HaEitz, Al PriyoEitz, you have to go back to your place. Now actually, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is only for Al HaMichya, not for Al HaEitz. That's a major, major Shaila. L'chari, you can be Simech L'Hokel, if I remember correctly, I talked about this 162nd Halacha. Dorach HaShulchan has a different opinion, but the Mishnah Berurah holds only for Al HaMichya. You're okay if you only have to go back for Al HaMichya. I remember once, I remember very clearly, I made Abdullah at home. Abdullah's like a, you have to make a bracha achrona on the wine, and people tend not to. So I taka forgot to. Then I came here for this abonim. They said, oh, okay, so I was saying, I made the bracha here. It wasn't Al HaMichya, so you don't have to go back. It was Al HaGefen. Talking about, for burning the fushes, you don't have to go back to your place. And the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you only have to go back to your place for Al HaMichya, and of course for benching. Not even for Al HaEitz or Priya Eitz, or for Al HaGefen or Priya Geffen. Ochel v'shosu v'loi birich miyad brach achrona. Yochel v'orech, he can make the brach achrona until the food's digested, which is, you're not hungry anymore. Now that assumes that you ate your full, so you're not hungry. Kozman sheinu toiv leechol peiros. Ulacha shesia kozman sheinu tzomei. Which really, like in Eretz Yisrael, you get thirsty right away again. Lachas ben amelu en yochel barachod. Mishen aboki l'shar roi leik shenitzke shlebiach barach achrona. So the best thing to do is eat that min, or eat what will require that bracha achrona, and you'll pata the first bracha achrona. But you're not sure if you made a bracha achrona or not, or whatever, so you eat an apple and you make a burn of fushel, so you cover everything. Ochel oshosu v'heiki, he threw up. Ho yivorech bracha achrona, gleigorim nesakel. Just like if it gets digested, you don't make a bracha. So if you throw it up, also, if it gets digested, so it's gone. So you don't make a bracha achrona. So if you threw up, you also don't make a bracha achrona. Okay, let's stop here.
It's a bracha levatala if you make your bracha achrona right away and then you throw up.
If you threw up after the bracha achrona, no, why should it be? You made your bracha achrona and then you threw up. Well, it's only if you threw up beforehand, you don't make a bracha achrona.
You gave the book back to the animal book.
What?
The book on animals.
Yeah, he took it.
It just came, so I just gave it.